Well, as of the beginning of this month, January 1st, all hospitals across the country have been required to post their prices online, prices for the services, procedures, and pills that the hospital provides. It's part of the Trump administration's effort for greater transparency when it comes to healthcare costs. Joining us now is Julie Appleby of Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. So these posted price lists are called charge masters. What exactly are they? What costs do they include?
So a charge master is basically a list of all of the goods and services that a hospital provides and its prices that they have set.
But these are not what you as a consumer would pay, because oftentimes your insurance company would take care of at least most of the costs of these things.
That's exactly it, which is why a lot of folks think this is not very helpful information. It's interesting. There's a lot of things in there. But most consumers, most of the time, are not paying charge master prices.
I see the story that you did about this that there's a hospital in Hampton Roads, Virginia, where they found a $307 charge for something called a Lacloss HND/FT less than 2.5 cm. What is that?
What is that? That is a very good question. That actually is the charge for a small suture in surgery. But how would you know that? That's part of the problem with these lists, is they are lists. They are on Excel files. They have a lot of abbreviations. Some of it's pretty clear. Like, you can see that a charge for a semi-private room is X amount. But things like that, you've really got to Google it, or have to know the code, or have to have gone to medical school to figure out just what is it. So that's part of the reason why this is not useful.
Well, what's the reasoning behind this requirement then, that these prices exist?
The Affordable Care Act required it, and the Trump administration built upon it by saying that instead of having to ask for it, let's make hospitals post it. It's part of a larger transparency movement. And don't get me wrong, a lot of the experts are saying this is actually useful information. It's interesting information because it does a number of things. It does expose the wide variation in pricing. So hospitals in the same town offering the same service set charges that can be wildly different, you know, from hundreds of dollars to tens of thousands of dollars of difference. So that's one thing it highlights. It highlights this large variation in prices around the country. And it shows also how much more hospitals charge than they're paid. So there are other information online where you can see how much Medicare reimburses, for example. So you can see that the hospital charges are often well above that. And finally, I think everyone is affected by charges, even though you might not pay charges as an individual consumer. Charges are often the basis for which private insurers base their negotiations with hospitals for how much they're going to pay. So rising prices on these charge master lists can translate into higher prices paid by insurers and therefore higher premiums. So that's another thing that the experts are telling me, hey, this might not be useful for individual consumers, but sort of in the great scheme of things, you can see a little bit more about how our health system does and doesn't work and sort of the opaque nature of this pricing.
What about when there's a discrepancy? You point out an example at the University of California San Francisco Hospital where there are two charge master line items for vaginal childbirth. One is $5,497. The other is $12,632.
And there's no explanation about what the difference is. That's part of the problem with these lists. We don't know. Another place, the Minnesota Mayo Clinic, for example, has two listings, one for labor and delivery level one short, and that would cost $3,000 approximately. And the other one is for labor and delivery long for $5,000. But what's long? What's short? I mean, who knows? I don't know. Most consumers looking at that aren't going to know. It's what the hospital bills in their coding. And if you're not a coding expert, you would have no idea.
Was there any pushback by the hospitals over these requirements, or is this information that they're okay having out in the public?
You know, most hospitals even admit that this is not very useful for consumers. They put these little disclaimers before this information saying, you know, it's probably not what you're going to pay. That said, they didn't oppose it that much. They're required to do this. What they really do oppose is being required to show how much they accept from private insurers. They say that's a trade secret. They say that would be a problem. But that's exactly what some consumer advocates say needs to be out there, because then if you get one of these balance bills, which are where you are out of network and you have to pay the difference between what your insurer paid and these charges, then you would have a little bit better idea of what the average price is that those hospitals will accept in a region, and you might be able to negotiate with them for that, which is going to be lower in most cases than these charges. But the hospitals really don't want that information out there, so they really would not want to be required to show how much they accept from various private insurers for these services.
And they don't right now have to do that?
Generally, they do not.
Why do you think that is, that they're required to give these other numbers but not those? More pushback probably from them.
There would be more pushback because they'll say that this will affect their negotiations with insurers. If they're sitting down at the table with an insurer to negotiate rates and that insurer knows how much the hospital accepts from all their other competitor insurers in town, hospitals are going to argue that that puts them at a competitive disadvantage.
So for our listeners who may have had a procedure or may be going into the hospital at some point soon, what should they do with this information? Should they go and look online and try to get these charge masters?
Well, for your insured consumers, I would say the first thing they should do is talk to their insurer because they need to find out what their deductible is, how much they paid of it this year, how much their charges are. If they're not insured, they should definitely look at these charges if they have a choice of hospitals and see which ones have the lower charges. They can then also compare that information with some other websites online. Groups like Fair Health or Healthcare Blue Book, they list things that are average sort of payments made in various regions. And it's not exact. It's not going to be per hospital. It's going to be by zip code or geographic area. But it would give them a little bit more of an idea of sort of the average charge. And then maybe they can make an arrangement with the hospital if they are going to be out of network or they are uninsured.
That is Julie Appleby, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.